Hello, I want to thank Bruce Baker and Bob Conti for inviting me to speak today. I'm sure almost all of you know who I am. I'm Snoopy, and I grew up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I am now living in Ohio. I am going to be spending the next few minutes talking about how to get a job. The topic is a bit funny to me, and I want to share why that is. When I was 16 years old, I applied for and got a summer job. I worked all summer with no problem. When I went back to school that fall, I had to take a pre-vocational class. We had to learn how to apply for a job. I tried to tell them that I already worked, but I had to take the class anyway. Now, we were all taught how to fill out an application and how to handle the interview. But I remember feeling like they left out some stuff. I mean, okay, so you filled out the application and answered some questions, big deal. In my mind, you are still like a paper bag. And you are wondering what I mean by a paper bag? Well, what I mean is, anyone can fill out an application and say they are qualified. In my mind, that tells the employer absolutely nothing. Because anyone can say anything. So to me, it makes it hard on the employer because he has to call your references, and it just seems like it would be as hard as looking at some unmarked bags and trying to pick the best one. I fell asleep a lot in that class because I felt I knew more than the teacher did. I am now 46 years old, and I can now say that I have never not gotten the job that I didn't apply for. So today, I am going to tell you some things that I think will help all of you to get a job. The first thing is, to do your homework. Find out a little about the place that you are applying to work at. When it got started, how long has it been around, what the history is, and things like that. You don't want to come off as a know-it-all, but you do want to be able to show you have an interest in the company. This will get the employer's attention. Next, figure out what you can do for that company. Why would you be an asset? How can you help that company make a profit? If you can tell the employer why you would be good for the job, that will really help. If you can bring samples of what you can do, that will also help. However, everything you share has to be brief. You want to gain the interest of the employer, but if you try too hard, you will turn him off. If special equipment will be needed in order for you to do the job, tell the employer that during the interview. And if that same equipment was used when you had a different job, mention it. That way when the employer calls for your references, he will know to ask about that. And if someone will be helping you get set up to do the job, mention that too. That way the employer won't feel like it will be up to him to get you what you need to do the job. It is important that you don't come off as needing help to do your work, because if you need help, why would he hire you if it will slow down other employees and keep them from doing their work? The interview starts the minute you are in the parking lot. You never know who might be looking at you. Anyone you talk to, you are going to leave an impression with, and just don't ever think that the interview only starts when you go into an office. Everything you say and do starting from the parking lot could play a factor on whether or not you get the job. So, if you can make casual conversation without interrupting anyone, you might try it, but keep it short. Don't ask for anything, don't go looking for someone to say hello to just to try to make an impression. You might just say something like, "It's a nice day today," or something like that. If after saying that, someone engages in more of a conversation, then let things flow, but keep everything short and do not keep them from getting back to work. Show up to the interview about 15 minutes early. This will demonstrate that you will probably be the type of person who will be on time. If you are late, it could be viewed as if you don't take the job seriously. I think being that my talk is written out so you can all read along or go over it at a later time, I want to mention something. Some jobs do like to have a written copy of your talks. For me, that is a problem. See, being that I talk using a communication device, I need to misspell words so that they come out right. I also have a bug where if I put in a pause, the voice on my communication device will go crazy. So, after every pause command, I gotta reset the voice by putting in a new voice command. When I do a talk here at PEC, I always ask that my talks get written as is. That does not always happen, but I ask anyway. And the reason I do that is, if any of you want to do speaking for a living, I want you to be able to look at how I program my talks to make them understandable. And my caps lock got turned on without my realizing it. So I think I need to say that caps don't matter. I usually write in caps, just because I have a vision problem, and I am not used to people being able to see how I write things to make them come out right. I'm actually trying to be nice, because usually when I program a talk, I use far more codes than only the speech engine would understand. But I'm trying my best to make this as readable as I can. And to me, if someone wants a copy of your talk, I think you should try to ask if you can do it as is. Because if someone else wants to start giving talks, they need to see that you just don't write everything normally. If I wrote normal,
it might sound boring and it would feel like it goes on and on and on and it would sound like it was reading rather than talking.
I'm kidding. No, but I like doing codes and stuff to make it sound more natural. I am an entertainer. I do concerts and comedy. But that also helps me to be a better speaker. And I think when you do an interview and you pre-program stuff, try to make everything sound natural so the person doing the interview won't get tired of hearing a mechanical voice. In closing, I want to say, don't go into an interview hoping to get hired. Because if you need to hope you will get the job, it means you have doubts about yourself, and those doubts are going to show. You almost have to tell yourself that you are more than some plastic bag or some paper bag. If you want the job, you need to show a spark. You need to give that employer a reason to hire you. So, don't be afraid to ignite yourself, because do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screams, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you? You just gotta ignore it, the light, and let it shine. Just own the light, like the 4th of July, 'cause maybe you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. Maybe you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make 'em go You're gonna leave them all in awe. You don't have to feel like a wasted space. Your original cannot be replaced. If you only knew what the future holds, after a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe a reason why all the doors were closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will blow, and when it's time you'll know. You just gotta ignore it, the light, and let it shine. Just own the light, like the 4th of July. 'Cause maybe you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. Maybe you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make 'em go You're gonna leave them all in awe. It's always been inside of you, you, you. And now it's time to let it through. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go ar. As you shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make 'em go ar. You're gonna leave them all in ar. Boom, boom, boom. Even brighter than the moon. Boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Even brighter than the moon.